It's 4:32. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey, 90.7 WFAE News. Attorney General Eric Holder today announced that the Justice Department is suing to block the merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways because of antitrust concerns. That merger would create the nation's largest airline and has been in the works since February. WFAE's Ben Bradford joins me now for a quick overview of what the lawsuit means.
Hi, Mark.
So, Ben, lay out what this suit is all about.
Well, the Department of Justice says the merger would put four airlines in control of 80% of commercial air travel in the U.S. Six state attorneys general and Washington, D.C. are also part of the suit. And basically, they're arguing the merger would lessen already limited competition between airlines. The lawsuit lists over 1,000 routes it says would become anti-competitive. By the way, 38 of those routes, by my count, are to or from Charlotte.
And Charlotte, of course, is the largest hub for U.S. Airways.
That's right. The suit also says having fewer airlines would make it easier for airlines to charge more ancillary fees like they've done for baggage and in-flight meals. And we've seen those crop up over the last decade. Holder says the fewer the airlines, the easier it becomes to raise fees.
Was this lawsuit a surprise?
I just spoke with one airline consultant who called it a huge surprise. Airline stocks also dropped across the board, Americans by 45% and U.S. Airways by 10%, and I think that indicates how much of a surprise it was to investors. Proponents of the merger say that the Justice Department changed the game. It's never considered baggage or those kinds of fees in its analysis of airline mergers before.
Right, and there have been several high-profile airline mergers that have gone through over the past decade. Do we have a sense as to why the Justice Department has decided to challenge this one?
For one, the other mergers took place when airlines were in financial trouble, whereas now it's become a profitable business again. It's also possible it's using the suit to win some concessions from the airlines before they merge. You know, in Washington, there's a lot of concern that the new airline would have too much control on flights in and out of Reagan National Airport. So this might be a maneuver for the airlines to give up some of their slots.
Any response yet from U.S. Airways and American?
Yes. They released a statement that I think I can sum up in five words. Unhappy and going to fight it.
Okay, Ben, thank you.
Thank you.